That was the late Ham Carson, who was heard here playing clarinet as well as baritone saxophone in the first part of that blues, which was sort of co-composed there by members of the Ham Carson Quartet. With Dave Stettler on drums, Buddy Catlett on bass, Bob Hammer was the pianist, and the late Ham Carson on baritone sax and clarinet. Ham Carson passed on January 14th. He was 86. And a highly regarded musician who's been around these hills for a long time. I first became acquainted with him and his work when he was playing with the Great Excelsior Jazz Band back in the late 70s and early 80s, a great trad jazz band, and really the foundation rock for the trad jazz movement in Seattle. Ham Carson played Thursday nights at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant for some 20 years, leading his band there, which included at different times quite a number of great trad jazz players and swing players. Jeffrey Wilkie was also heard on this recording, which was made at the New Orleans during one of their performances sometime in the mid-90s. The recording was issued in 1997. And there's word that there's a memorial being planned, but I don't have a date just yet. I'll pass that on when I have it. And you may also see something from Paul DeBarros in the Seattle Times about that. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, here from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Today we're going to be listening to some music by some of the musicians who are performing at the Portland Jazz Festival, which is coming up starting on the 18th of the month. And we're also going to be talking with Don Lukoff by phone from Portland. He's the director of the Portland Jazz Festival. Let's open here with some music by Ravi Coltrane. There's going to be a focus on music of John Coltrane and associates in this festival this year. And we'll hear some music from John Coltrane's son, Ravi, from the album Spirit Fiction, and he's heard here with only drums backing him up. It's E.J. Strickland on drums, and this piece is titled Spring and Hudson. Ravi Coltrane on tenor sax. A short sample of the music of Ravi Coltrane from his album Spirit Fiction. We heard a piece called Spring and Hudson with Ravi Coltrane on tenor saxophone and drummer E.J. Strickland. Ravi Coltrane is one of the artists who's going to be featured at the upcoming Portland Jazz Festival, and we'll be talking next with the director of the festival, Don Lukoff. And Don, the focus is on John Coltrane this year.
John Coltrane turns 90 in the calendar year of 2016, so we thought that this would be a good opportunity 10 years later to re-examine Coltrane. At the 2006 festival, Ravi and McCoy Tyner were featured, but we decided to take a deeper dive and examine Coltrane through family and legacy, bring Ravi back, but in a different situation. He's played in Portland a couple times under his own name, but here what we're going to do is have him featured with Charlie Gray, who is now Professor Emeritus at Portland State University, who really created the jazz studies program at Portland, brought in Daryl Grant, among others, and he transcribed all of the Africa Brass big band material, which was John Coltrane's first recording for Impulse. And we thought this would be appropriate for Charles because he was one of the founders of the Portland Jazz Composers Ensemble. He has done a lot of arranging and composing under his own name, and his stock in trade is working with large ensembles at Portland State. He welcomed this opportunity, and I believe this is only the second time that I can recall this material is being performed in this manner.
It's very unusual to hear this.
It is. The only other time that I can recall that it's happened was Jazz at Lincoln Center, who commissioned Reggie Workman and Charles Tolliver to transcribe this material, because when this material was recorded in 1960, Eric Dolphy, from what I understand, wrote a lead sheet for the material, and separate parts weren't written out for each instrument, and the ten-tet, the instrumentation is very unique and original. Were different kinds of percussion and horns.
Julian Priester played on that.
That's right.
Yeah, and he's a longtime Seattle resident now. Yeah,
that's right. We had Julian come down to the festival a couple years ago. He played with Buster Williams. Actually, that was about a year ago, with Cindy Blackman. The other show that Robbie's involved in, it's called Universal Consciousness. It's a tribute to Alice Coltrane with Reggie Workman on bass, who both played with John and Alan from Philadelphia. Andrew Cyril, Reggie, of course. Brandy Younger, a harpist, who has played in other Alice Coltrane tributes over the years with Ravi. And Jerry Allen on piano.
Great group. The Africa Brass Ensemble is on Friday the 26th, but Charles Lloyd is playing the first Friday, the 19th.
Correct. Not everybody who's on the festival is a direct connection to the theme. I've been trying to book Charles on the festival for a long time. I mean, worked out, and no Coltrane agenda. He's just going to do what he does. And he always brings great sidemen to the table, historically, as you know. So many fine pianists have come through his bands. Gerald Clayton Lee, his pianist. So it's going to be a really nice show. He hasn't played in Portland for about 8 years or so.
Everybody's going to be looking forward to hearing him there. Some other Coltrane tie-ins, too. Sonny Fortune and Gary Bartz are another couple of saxophonists who sort of grow out of that style, too. And they're both playing this first weekend.
Yeah, Gary recorded and played with Alice Coltrane. Of course, protege of John's, has played with McCoy Tyner, and he's going to do a project called Coltrane Rules, which is a recording he did for a European label that we're looking forward to hearing. There's been a slight change in that quartet. Longtime pianist Barney McGall from Australia has been called back to Australia, and so he's bringing a guitarist, Paul Bolenbeck, for Barney. And Gary, this will be his first time playing the festival. And Sonny Fortune has not played the festival before. He's going to be featured with his quartet, and he's also playing in a special role on a tribute to Elvin Jones with Azar Lawrence. Both those guys played with Elvin, with the drummer Alan Jones, no relation, who's a Portland drummer and a Portland bassist. So it's the instrumentation from Elvin's early Blue Note period, you know, at merry-go-round polycurrents where Elvin had Liebman and Grossman, I think, with Jimmy Garrison.
Two sax front line.
Right.
Also, a nice Latin twist the first week, too. Spanish Harlem Orchestra and Bobby Torres Ensemble are both playing.
Yes, Bobby Torres, somewhat iconic in Portland, and last year we featured him in the festival with his octet with a percussion player. And Bobby and I talked about Orestes Viatos, played with Santana, among others. So we talked about the idea of having Bobby play in the festival again, but on the Coltrane side. So what better way to do that with the Ole Coltrane tie-in? And Azar is somebody who has done a lot over the years, played Coltrane from many vantage points. He loves Latin jazz, so he said, I'd love to do it.
I wanted to mention another sort of Seattle tie-in, too. Gary Peacock is going to be playing there with his trio. That's on the Friday the 19th, and that's kind of rare to have him back in this area, but Gary was a mainstay in the Seattle scene for a while when he was teaching at Cornish College. Also, this first weekend, I want to mention Diane Reeves, who's one of my favorite singers, and I know a lot of people really look forward to seeing her. She doesn't make that many appearances out here on the West Coast, so it's a special treat to have her, too.
Yeah, she last played Portland in 2009 at the Blue Note at 70 theme festival. So, yeah, it's been 7 years. For Portland, I don't know when she last played in the Seattle market, but she doesn't play the West Coast that often.
The festival, as we mentioned, is running the 18th through the 28th, and lots of different venues from small clubs to concert halls. For more information, I'd like to call people to the website, if you want to give us that. What is it, PDX Jazz?
PDXJazz.com.
And you can find full information and schedules at the website, PDXJazz.com. We've been talking with Don Lukoff, who's the director of the Portland Jazz Festival, the PDX Jazz Festival. It runs the 18th through the 28th of February. We'll be talking more with Don about the second week of the festival. Here's music from Charles Lloyd, who's appearing at the Portland Jazz Festival in the first week. He will be there on Friday night, the 19th, with a quartet. Here's Charles Lloyd on tenor sax with Jason Moran, piano, Reuben Rogers, bass, and Eric Harland on drums, and Monk's Mood by Thelonious Monk. Thank you.
back in my grip, and I'm taking a trip out of town over the weekend. Must have a change from the sight of this strange, lonely town over the weekend. Far from the noise of the crowd, there must be some place for me where I can shout to the clouds, shout that I'm
Diane Reeves, a nice demonstration there of the enormous range and power and wonderful control that she exhibits in her performances. One of our great singers of the day, Diane Reeves, and a song called Over the Weekend, and talking a bit about Over the Weekend in Portland, when she's going to be performing there at the Portland Jazz Festival on Sunday the 7th. She's going to be playing the Portland Jazz Festival. And before that, we were listening to Charles Lloyd, who's there on Friday the 19th. And we heard Charles Lloyd's quartet, Charles on tenor, with Jason Moran piano, Reuben Rogers bass, and Eric Harland on drums. And they did Thelonious Monk's Monk's Mood. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, coming to you from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. And guest on today's show is Don Lukoff, the artistic director of the Portland Jazz Festival, a fellow that we've just recently discovered that if you haven't heard him before, you're going to be amazed, is Chano Dominguez, who's playing on Tuesday the 23rd. Chano played a recent concert during the Earshot Jazz Festival, which we broadcast here on KPLU. He's an amazing pianist with all kinds of chops and tying in the flamenco and jazz. Do you have any comments or thoughts on him?
I saw Chano in Barcelona about 4 or 5 years ago doing the flamenco sketches of the Kind of Blue, exactly, and I think it became an album. And I've always loved Chano's playing. And then he came to the States and played in New York. And then he had a record that came out on Blue Note. And I heard not too long ago that he moved to Seattle. So when I heard that he was living in Seattle, I contacted him. And I said, is it true? And he said, yes. I said, well, have you ever been to Portland? He said, no. I said, it's not that far. And would you like to come down and play for us? By the time I found out of it, we have the solo piano series that we do at Classic Pianos at the Yamaha Showcase Room. Really nice. We started this series 3 years ago where we have four prominent national pianists and we always feature a local Portland pianist. We chose Chano to come, you know, we asked him to come down, so he's obliging us. This year, David Goldblatt is our local pianist on that series, and we also have Sullivan Fortner.
He's a wonderful surprise, too.
Great player. He just put out his solo recording on Impulse Records. First album as a leader. Most people know him through his longtime work as a sideman with Roy Hargrove, and he's a APA, American Pianists Association, Cole Porter Fellowship winner. But Chano Dominguez, I mean, that's somebody that, you know, if he was still living in South Spain, I don't think he would be on the festival. Really glad that he's up the road there in Seattle, and we hope to bring him back again in a different situation.
We're going to have to wrap this up here in a minute, but any last-minute pointers for people coming down I-5 to visit Portland during the 18th to the 28th during the festival? Things to see, undiscovered things in the festival you'd like to call attention to?
It's always nice to discover the wonderful local artists that we have in Portland. And Jimmy Max, which is the main jazz club, other than Sonny Fortune performance on opening night, every night at Jimmy Max, we're going to feature the best of Portland performers. In some cases, they'll be playing with a special guest, you know, Henry Johnson, a guitarist from Chicago. He's going to do some Wes Montgomery, John Coltrane collaborations and other things. So I think if they go to the website, they're going to clearly see how we've been able to naturally integrate the local Portland artist into the festival, into the fabric of it, playing with national artists. So that's really what we're quite proud of in Portland and our festival, that these artists are working week in and week out, and that the festival is a culmination for them in that regard. Also, there's going to be a seven-night residency at a speakeasy called Al's Den. For seven straight nights, we're going to have different local bands playing Coltrane's music from different vantage points. Also, Chuck Israels, who lives in Portland, made his very first recording as a sideman with Coltrane on the Coltrane Times. Cecil Taylor collaboration. So he's going to recast that recording with the two-time Grammy nominee Jimmy Green, who's coming out to be an adjudicator in our second annual Jazz Forward competition. And we're hoping, now that we've launched this competition in Portland through our partnership with Portland State, that Clarence Acox and all those great celebrated Seattle bands are going to pay attention to us in Portland and going to come down here and compete. We're waiting for that.
Okay. We'll be looking forward to that. Well, lots of great things. I wanted to mention just briefly in closing a couple of special double bills. Kenny Barron and Pat Martino, who are also playing in Seattle, are going to be there, and Brian Blade and the Fellowship Band. Lots of great players all the way around, including some of these great Portland players. We need to get more exchange going, I think, between Seattle and Portland players. I've always wanted to encourage that, but it's a great opportunity to sink your teeth into the Portland jazz scene.
Well, I'll tell you one thing about Seattle that I've really come to know. It's a got great history, great tradition, and we work closely with a lot of the presenters up there, especially with John Gilbreth at Earshot. Especially in the fall, there's probably four or five artists that play his festival and then come down and play Portland. We did that with Wayne Shorter. We did that with Anat Cohen and many others, and that tradition is going to continue.
Okay, looking forward to more cooperation. Don, thank you very much.
All right, James, thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
That was Don Lukoff, who's the artistic director of PDX, Portland Jazz Festival, coming up the 18th through the 28th of this month in Portland. A great collection of artists who are appearing there, both visiting artists as well as resident Portland artists. For more information, pdxjazz.com, with complete schedules for the festival. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our regular Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene from Portland to Vancouver and Victoria, B.C. We will next be listening to a group that's appearing on the last weekend of the Portland Jazz Festival. This is the Skolohofo group. This is John Schofield and Joe Lovano together. We caught them at the festival a few years ago, and they absolutely tore it up. Wonderful together. Two really great talents, Joe Lovano on tenor and John Schofield on guitar. They're joined here by Dave Holland on bass and Al Foster on drums. This is a tune called Oh. Thank you. That's a group that was billed as Skolo Hofo for the first couple of letters of each one of the players' names. John Scofield, Joe Lovano, Dave Holland, and the drummer Al Foster in a tune titled Oh. And John Scofield and Joe Lovano are going to be teaming up on the closing night of the PDX Jazz Festival in Portland on the 28th of February. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU and streaming at kplu.org. Pacific Lutheran University and the University of Washington have agreed to give a community group the opportunity to buy KPLU 88.5. The group must raise $7 million within 6 months. If successful, this station will become an independent community nonprofit and will continue providing in-depth local news for all of Puget Sound, hand-picked music, as well as support of local jazz education. More information on how you can help is at kplu.org. Coming up tonight in the Seattle area, the Overton Berry Bruce Ferris Duo is playing at Bakes Place in Bellevue, the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra at Tula's in Seattle, and there are jams at Cafe Racer, Daryl's Tavern in Shoreline, and Sugar Jazz Bistro in Renton. Monday night, Ladysmith Black Mambazo will be playing at the Triple Door, the Royal Room Collective Music Ensemble at the Royal Room. And Tuesday night, Jay Thomas Big Band will be at Tula's and the West Coast Swing Social at the Century Ballroom. Coming up later this week is the 31st Seattle Improvised Music Festival, which runs Thursday through Saturday at the Chapel Performance Space. We'll have some other items from the calendar coming up a little later, but right now, here's one that goes back 46 years. This is Overton Berry Trio playing at the Cork Room of the Doubletree Inn in 1970, and Overton Berry at the piano with Chuck Metcalf on bass, Bill Kotick on drums, and a tune called the Guacamolean Shuffle. Thank you. That's a tune that may sound familiar from a recording that was done by Miles Davis, but here it was done by Thomas Marriott on trumpet with Joe Locke on vibes, Mark Seals piano, Jeff Johnson bass, and John Bishop on drums. Thomas Marriott and Joe Locke are going to team up again playing this next Friday night at Tula's in Seattle, the Joe Locke Quartet. The tune that we heard called So Near, So Far. Before that, Guacamole and Shuffle was played by the Overton Berry Trio back in 1970, playing at the Doubletree's Cork Room, it was called at that time, with Chuck Metcalf on bass and Bill Kotick on drums. Overton Berry at the piano. Overton Berry and Bruce Fares are playing together as a duo tonight at Bakes Place in Bellevue. A couple of other items on our calendar. Dave Weckl Acoustic Band is going to be playing at the Triple Door on Thursday night. That's with Makoto Ozoni, Gary Meek, and Tom Kennedy. Nice group. Brazilian Carnival Time at the Royal Room on Friday night, and Jovino Santos Neto is going to be playing at Vito's that night. Milo Peterson at Boxley's, and Pearl Jengel plays Friday night at North City Bistro. And Mark Elf will be playing at Boxley's in North Bend next Saturday night, while Mark Taylor and Don Clement will be leading their group at Tula's. And Dennis Hastings has a CD release party next Saturday night at the Art House in Olympia. Here's some music from Mark Elf, the New York-based guitarist who's going to be playing at Boxley's in North Bend next Saturday night. This is a tune Mark wrote some time ago in the time-honored tradition of currying favor with disc jockeys by naming tunes after them. This one is called Waltz for Wilkie. To the Mark Elf Trio, playing a tune called Waltz for Wilkie, which was composed by Mark Elf. The guitarist was heard here with Robert Hurst on bass, Winard Harper on drums, and he's going to be playing next weekend, Saturday night, at Boxley's in North Bend, one night only. Thank you so much for listening today to Jazz Northwest. Join us again next weekend, next Sunday afternoon at this time, and we'll have a concert by the Art Landy Quartet, a reunion with pianist Art Landy, guitarist Dave Peterson, Dean Johnson on bass, and Dave Coleman Jr. at the drums, recorded during the Earshot Festival, next Sunday afternoon at 2 here on Jazz Northwest. I'm Jim Wilkie. You're listening to KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle at 88.5, KPLI Olympia 90.1, KVIX Port Angeles Victoria 89.3, KPLK Cedro Woolley 88.9, and streaming worldwide at kplu.org.